Good morning, church.
Are you ready to celebrate God this morning? Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to praise Him. Sister Joanne lost her brother on Thursday. She's distraught. I spoke to her on the phone. I know Jean spoke to her on the phone. We need to keep our sister in prayer today. Would you do that? She is just so hurting inside, and we all know that pain. We all know the pain of losing, amen, and we all understand that. So when I spoke to her, she said to me, well, you lost your brothers, and I know how you feel. And I said, Joanne, it doesn't matter. We're with you today. We're your family. She wants to have a service right here in this church, her church, amen. We're going to do that. Whatever she needs, amen, but we need you to help us lift her up. Can you do that with us? She's been a member of a church for many years, and she loves her church. It's a Catholic church. It's a Polish Catholic church. She loves that church, but she feels like this is her family now, and this is where she wants to have any memorial service for her brother. She wants to have it here. Amen. So I told her that we will do everything that we can, anything that those doors are open for her, and this is her church. Amen. So I want you to pray that with me. And hallelujah. Thank you. I don't want anybody, the day I pass, to start talking about rumors of what I did in my life. Trust me. Amen. Because the Bible says to not look back. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Marilyn. Can anybody raise your hands about that? Somebody says something. Say, really? You want to know what I did in my life? I don't want to know. That gossip and dirt belongs out there in the dirt. Amen. Just where it belongs, in devil's land. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray together this morning in our beautiful church that God has blessed us with, this beautiful building. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. I get the voice. Anybody here get the Voices magazine? This is from Southbury. This absolutely beautiful church in Woodbury is having serious problems. St. Teresa's. They're thinking about closing the doors. And they ask, where would your family go to church, celebrate God, get baptized and christened, get the religious education, celebrate Easter or Christmas, get married, have a memorial service, have your funeral? What is our legacy going to be? This beautiful church, amen. God is being attacked, and the devil is attacking every church, every place. And I want you to know that we're going to stand strong here doing one thing, praising His name and reading His word, amen. We're going to stand strong. That's why it's so important that you're with us here, understanding the value of this church. The thing that you're going to hear today, you're not going to hear Tuesday at work, amen. You're not going to hear it driving your car, listening to the radio. You're not going to hear it in schools. You're going to hear it here. The food that you get here is the food that's going to make you be able to face those things, amen. And just understand that no church is just safe. And they have a lot of people that go there. And it's amazing how that happens. We lost a church in Bridgeport. They said they had 300 parishioners. 300. If we got 300 people here, there's going to be folks standing and we're going to be using the balcony. Amen? So understand how blessed we are today to have this building, this church, to have people like Marilyn, Chuck, and David, and Deacon Bill, who stood on rocks here when it looked like maybe the doors were going to be closed. But they said, no, Lord, we're going to keep these doors open because we know there's people that need to be fed here. Amen. So give them praise and give this church praise and give yourself praise for helping. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to make you laugh for a second. But I want you to know after you laugh, and I know you're going to laugh, that I'm coming after you. Amen. And then I'm going to come after you with God. Amen. I'm going to bring what I'm going to start with. I'm going to circle it around and bring it back to God. But how many know my wife's been in Tennessee since last Wednesday? Amen. Yeah. You know, since she's been gone, I haven't said the wrong thing to anybody. I haven't driven too fast on any road. I haven't even gone down the wrong roads. I haven't parked in the wrong place at the shopping center. It's amazing what I haven't done wrong. I mean, nothing. I'm telling you, nothing wrong. Right? You know why? Because being one is easy. It's easy. I can get mad at me for not doing something, but that's crazy. I wouldn't have done anything wrong. But two is hard. Amen? I don't want to say the word, but it's true. Two is hard. Marriage or family or friends, it's hard. You know why? Because we look outward. And what we fail to see is the reflection that we send out. Amen? That reflection, and that's the word for today. Say that with me. Reflections, because that's what I'm going to talk about. Hallelujah. We say what we say, and we do what we do, sometimes without thinking how it's going to sound or how it's going to affect the person we're talking to. Amen? We don't see that reflection. We say what we just, it goes out, and we don't see what we said and how it's felt. Can I get an amen? Now listen, we would always like to be right. How many like to be right? When you're saying something and you're correcting somebody, you like to be right, amen? But let me tell you something that you might not ever think about, right? The other person wants to be right all the time too, amen? So there's the collision, amen? It doesn't matter how much I love her or how much she loves me. It's going to happen, right, Chuck and Marilyn, right? I didn't pick on you guys, but I love you guys. But it's just, it's going to happen because you're two people now, amen? And you got this reflection, and you got these words and these actions that you use. Because when you do them, all of a sudden it becomes who they are, amen? Now everybody wants to be right. Can I get an amen? But it ain't going to happen. Our reflections matter. What people see in us matter, amen? What they hear from us matter, is it? What they see and hear from us is how they, ready for this? How they're going to respond to you, amen? And that includes your husband and your wife, amen? I say to my wife all the time, must be hard to be right all the time. And she gets mad at me, I don't know why. Gladys, don't tell her I said all this. I know you're going to go right back and you're going to take your notes. But what you say to people and how you say them is it just, that's how they respond to you. Hallelujah. Now I told you that I was going to bring you right back to God because it's the same way with us and God. Amen? And listen to me. We say we are Christians. You all say, oh, I'm a Christian. But how do we reflect that, our faith to people? When we say we're a Christian, and how do we let that reflection out? Oh, okay, we said it, but what does it mean to people? Amen? How many remember that song, This Little Light of Mine? Of course you all do, amen? That's a cute song. It's a simple little song, but it's beautiful. But the truth is, how bright does your light shine? The glow of your reflection when talking about God and your church. When you talk about your church to people, what is the reflection that you're, what are they seeing in what you're saying? I mean, are they seeing this joy? Are they seeing somebody who really is loving God so much that they have to tell you about what happened to them on Sunday? Amen? That's what people see. What others see in who we are. Do we realize how we are and what we say affects those we love? And those that we meet. Amen? You come here. Listen, this is so important. You come here for what? To hear the word of hope. How many want hope? Everybody wants hope. Everybody wants to have something they can hold on to in the world. Amen? They want. So you come here to hear hope and strength to face the troubles of life. Hallelujah. Words from God's book. Promises, blessings, courage, and something that not only changes you, but changes everyone you meet. That's why you come to church, amen? And I wrote this down, I'm going to say it again. Chances are pretty good that you will not hear these words of encouragement and truth anywhere else during the week, amen? Wherever you go during the week, you're not going to hear something that gives you hope, amen? Gives you strength and gives you courage to face because God's got your back, but you're not going to hear it. When you come here, you have to hear God's word and you have to accept it and let it flow out of you because that's going to change circumstances, amen? You want to change people around you. They need to see that reflection. They don't want to hear, they don't want to be talked to, they don't want to be talked down to. but they want to see it. Amen, Sergio? They want to see, when you see them, they want to see God in you. They want to see your eyes on fire, lit up because you're happy, because you have joy that they don't understand. You have peace that they don't understand. And why do you have it? Because God is inside of you. And how do you use it? By getting that word in your heart. Amen? Coming here and hearing that word and leaving these doors saying, I'm stronger. I can face my boss this week. I can face this trouble this week. I know that I can overcome because God has my back, because my pastor told me so, because he read it out of God's book. Amen? You're not going to hear the Bible preached to you on Wednesday afternoon at work. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there is hope in these words that the world does not understand nor believe them. It just continues to say, missing time here can leave us feeling tired, amen? And not guilty. This is summertime. Everybody's got things, places to go, but it's missing time here, hallelujah, can leave our feeling tired or lost or falling into doubt. And doubt is one of the devil's greatest tools. If he can put an inch of doubt in your mind, he knows you're going to take it and run with it. So the longer you stay away from God's word and the longer you stay away from the fellowship and hearing this, the more that doubt's going to get bigger, and then you're going to fall back into the same traps you had before. That's just life. As the days pass by, you don't get fed these words. All you get fed is the troubles, and that's what you become again. You become angry, and you become bitter, and you become doubtful, and you forget the joy of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this, four words right here. I'm going to give you these four words. You might want to write these down. God does answer prayer. Amen? Say that with me. God does answer prayer. Hallelujah. And whose prayer does he answer? Your prayer. My prayer. Amen. George's prayer. Pat's prayer. Amen. He answers prayer. He hears our voices. He knows that we're talking and we're seeking him. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Lord. So I tell you this. Faith. Anybody know what faith is? The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Pat. Sounds confusing? Faith is you showing them God. People should be able to see your faith because you believe. Because you believe so much in God, people should be able to see your faith. Amen? So all of a sudden, faith isn't something. It's real. It's right there. I see your faith because all you're doing is talking about God, talking about your church, talking about how God has blessed you, giving me jobs, giving me help, lifting me up, opening doors, healing my body. Amen? Doing things for me that I didn't think possible. That's faith. And when you show that, your reflection, people can see it. Amen? All of a sudden, faith isn't just something, it's real, because they can see. Y'all be around me, you know my faith, amen? You see my faith, you see my joy in God, hallelujah. Now, joy is another word. Anybody know what joy is? You can see joy when you smile. You can see people sitting there, if they're not smiling, they're happy, they're down, you know, realize they don't have what? Joy, amen? So when you got the joy of the Lord, even though you got trouble, how many got troubles? Come on, how many got bills? How many got ailments? Hey, we all do, amen? But when you let those be what's the reflection of how sick you are, how bad you feel, and those reflections, they get you nowhere, amen? But when you got the joy of the Lord saying, you know, Lord, I feel terrible today. I feel depressed today. And I get depressed too. I'm admitting it right here. Some days I get depressed because I'm human, amen? But I lean back on God. He got me to here. He's going to get me to here, amen? But when you got that joy, when you really have the joy of the Lord, people can't miss it. Amen? They can't miss it, Karen. When you got that sure joy of the Lord, they have to see it. And if you don't have it, you got to start saying, why aren't people seeing it? And I will tell you, because the reflection's not showing it. Amen? You're talking it, but the reflection's not showing. And one other thing that you should be able to see that's real is peace. Amen? Not peace like war and peace. I mean, peace, contentment. Amen? The knowing that God is truly in. Amen? The knowing that God is leading us, that's peace. So when you have that peace, people are saying, Sergio, you're working so hard. It's so hot. You say, how you feel? I got peace, man. I got God. This is just what I'm doing for this hour. But I got peace inside me because God is with me. Amen? And nothing can be formed against me. Amen? That's peace. People should be able to see that peace. Amen? That's a reflection. They should see that in you. That's why the word today is reflection. What you say to others, how you talk to others, how you treat others is what they see. And they got to see, you know, Christians, we need to let more people see what God is doing. Isn't God good? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, God took my brother. I wasn't mad at him. My brother lived a nice long years. I wasn't mad at him because I know where he's going. Amen? You see, God, the Bible says, pray to the elders and God will lift them up. Well, he lifted my brother up pretty high. Amen? Now, was I happy about it? No. But I had this peace. I had this peace that people could see. Even at this memorial service that I went to, they can see me with peace. Say, your brother just died. I know, but he's in heaven with Jesus. And I thank God for everything that I had shared with him. Everything that I knew about him, I'm happy about. Everything that he blessed me with. But I'm in peace because someday I'm going to be there with him in 40 years or so. And that's what we should all hold on to, amen? I know, oh, I'm getting old. No, that's crazy talk. We have people, Greg will tell you, we have people coming to square dance, 89 and 90 years old, and she gets out on the dance floor doing the line dances, right, Henny? And I swear she's going to fall over any minute. She's like one of them little Weeble people. 90 years old, she ain't quitting. So why should we quit, amen? God's got something for you if you want it. You got anybody seeing a tree with apple tree out there with all the beautiful apples on it? Do they taste good? How would you know unless you did what? Ate one, amen? Well, God is just like that. He's got it. You just got to let it show out. Hallelujah. Faith, joy, and peace are not just words in the Bible. They're real. People should be able to see your faith. You tell them about your church, not this. I pray for this church. One of my dearest friends is the Eucharist minister of that church. I can't imagine what she's feeling today. I talked to David about Judy, whose church is closing. Amen? She's got a beautiful little church over there in Cheshire, Wilcott area, and it's closing. She's devastated. I said, Judy, come here and be a greeter. Come here. And she said, well, I'm Catholic. I said, good, be our Catholic greeter. Yeah, it sounds funny, but listen, what does it do for God? She stands in that door, people say, you're Catholic. I know, but isn't this church great? They're talking about Jesus, and they're asking you to come in and love Jesus, and I love Jesus. People say, well, that church is really doing something different. That church is bringing people in. It's not saying you can't come here because you're Episcopalian. You can't come here because you're this or that. You can come here because you love Jesus, amen? I really believe that these seats are going to be full. People think I'm crazy, but I believe those seats are going to be full. Maybe I'm not supposed to pray that, but too bad, that's who I am. Amen? Because I want people on fire for God. I want you to have what I have. Amen? I want you to have that joy. When we prayed for Gary, I mean every single word of that. I'm asking God to send somebody so he can come next week and say, I can't believe it. Because how many of you in your life have said something, I can't believe what God has done for me. Amen? But you say it so quietly. You see, so the reflection. Nobody's going to... You want your brothers and sisters to come? Have that reflection. Say, you're crazy for not coming to this church because you're crazy for not hearing the word that's going to make you stronger when you leave. This is not any ordinary church, amen? I claim that. This is a church on fire for God and a church where when you leave here, you wanted more of what you got before you came in, amen? We're all family. How many miss Flo? Anybody notice that Flo's not here today? Hallelujah. See, that's church. Now, Judy and Cindy also said that she didn't know anybody sitting around her. Cindy used to come here and say, she used to get mad at, I'm sorry, David, I mean, but she used to get mad at David because she, all this love, everybody loves everybody, everybody knows everybody, everybody's talking to everybody, right, David? She used to say that. And she's just, she was confusing. Amen? When you guys came in today, it was an answer to my prayer, right? Honest to God, that's terrible to say. No, I was praying, I said, Lord, help me. Because I know it's summer and I know the numbers are down, Lord, but I need to see, Lord. And I'm going to get on my knees and thank him later for all you being here. Amen. Every single one of you answered my prayer today. So, amen. So give yourself praise. Would you do that? Thank you, Lord. Reflections. What people see. Amen. Now, anybody has ever read the book of Philippians in the Bible? The book of Philippians was written by Paul. It's one of the beautiful scriptures and some of the most powerful scriptures that we have. How many of you know that Paul wrote that book while he was in prison? He was in prison in Philippi. Amen. He wrote that in a place where I'm telling you what, if your faith, you're in jail, probably the last thing you want to do is write a book about joy and rejoice. Amen. But not Paul. Paul had a reflection of who? Jesus, amen? When you read the book of Acts, and how many go to the Bible study? Tell Gary Acts 16 and Acts 22, you're going to read about Paul taking his prisoner, amen? Because he was preaching about who? Jesus, amen? What's really interesting about the Philippians is Paul was put in prison and they were so mad they put him in the deepest, darkest, and Acts it said down in the bottom in the dungeon part of prison. But what does he see? God had a plan, and Paul looked at the centurion and he said, is this how you treat a Roman citizen? How many of you know that Paul was actually a Roman citizen? And that citizenship was lifted him up to the point where the centurions were afraid that they actually put him in shackles. They were afraid that they whipped him because they found out that he was a Roman citizen, which lifted him high above anything. Amen? And that was so important because that's why he had the privilege of writing this letter. That's why he had the ability, because he was that. See, that's how important citizenship is. Amen? And that's so valuable. And God made a way there. And if you read Acts, it's really interesting how he said, in fact, you know what? I'm not going to paraphrase because I'm not as good as Paul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Da, da, da. You don't have to be quiet. You can give him praise. Thank you, Lord. There you go. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I was there this morning, Gene. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, you know why? Never mind. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back to Philippians. Thank you, Lord. Listen to what he says in prison. I'm going to get to what I just wanted to say to you because it's so wonderful. He says, he's in jail, amen? He's in prison. He's in the deepest part of prison. He said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer. How many prayers? Every prayer of mine, making request for you with joy. He's talking to believers. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident, and this is what I hold on to, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let me read that again. He who has begun a good work in you, everybody here, he will complete it. Hallelujah. He promised until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And now listen to what he says. This is him. This is Paul in jail. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. What did it become evident? What is the evident? His reflection. Amen. It became evident who he loved. Hallelujah. He said, according to my... Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord have become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Hallelujah. He is saying because his faith and the reflection, people got that reflection, got in that, and now it's coming out of them and they're bold to speak about God. Hallelujah. And he says this is really interesting. He said, some indeed preach Christ, even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. Then he said, the former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. He said, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. And then Paul says this beautiful. He says, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. Hallelujah. He is standing in jail, saying that it become a better thing, have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then he said, therefore, and this is for us, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affliction and mercy, he said, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. How many minds? We have to be in a one accord. And Paul said, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Hallelujah. And what is that? Reflection again. Amen. What people see, how you treat others, what you say, they're going to see that. I'm telling you, if you get excited about God and get excited about this church, on Thursday afternoon, somebody's going to say, what is it that you have that I'm missing? And you look at them and say, God, Jesus, and my church. Amen? And then folks will say, can I have some of that? Amen? How many would like to see that happen? Amen? If you like to see it happen, let them see it in you. Hallelujah. Let them see that reflection. Thank you, Sergio. Hallelujah. My buddy over there. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Hallelujah. And God is working inside you. And Paul says, do all things. How many things? How many? All things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless. Hallelujah. That's a tough word for some of us. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. How about that? As you shine as lights in the world. Paul is telling us to become blameless and harmless so that people can't look at us. Children of God, you're children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Hallelujah. Imagine that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Paul writes this in prison. This is our closing. This is what he tells us to do, how he tells us to walk. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. That's Philippians 4:4. And let me read it again. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. Then he said, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. And then he tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you say, I don't know. I don't know if I can change. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to change. I don't know where to go. He's got it right here. Here's your answer. And he's telling us this. He said, finally, brethren, you, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of good report, hallelujah, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue in there, is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you, hallelujah. Are you ready to be a reflection today? Amen. You're a carrier of the faith. You're a Christian. You're walking as carrier. You love God in your heart. Now you got to let it reflect. Amen. It's our job to let people see that reflection. When you say things to people, understand that they're seeing, they're hearing it. So what you're saying and you get that result of what you're saying is because of the reflection you gave out. Amen. And they're going to see it and they're going to respond to that. So if you start turning around and just have that reflection of love, amen, of compassion, of smiling. You know, people say smile. You know how wonderful a smile is? You know how many times people don't, you get a smile, you don't you feel good? You're in a restaurant or somewhere and you just smile at somebody and they smile back. You feel like, well, I think I just changed that person's day. Amen? That's how easy this is. By giving them that, by letting your faith shine out, by letting your joy shine out, by letting your peace shine, by being that reflection, amen, changes the people around you. How many want to see people change around you? Come on, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you, God. So then it has to be your reflection that they see. So it might sound hard. Yeah, it might be a little bit. But the first time you see something change, you're going to say, woo, that was pretty good. I'm going to try another. The second time you see something change, woo, that's pretty good. I'm going to try. The more you see their reflection changing, amen, it's going to cause your reflection to shine brighter, amen. The more you let that out, The more they see in you how wonderful this church is, how wonderful it is to hear God's word, how wonderful the Bible is, your joy, your peace, and your hope, they will want what you have. And then when they start to shine, you're going to draw them right into God. Amen. And you're going to change their lives. And guess what? Your life's going to be blessed for it. Give them praise, church. Give them praise. Hallelujah. You're not going to hear that at work this week. You're not going to hear that on your radio. Listening to Christian radio, you might hear something like that. But you're going to hear hope in this church. Amen. That's why you don't want to miss a Sunday. Because whatever we're preaching on, you don't want to say, oh, you should have been here last week because that's what the pastor was reading out of the Bible. Amen. That's how important this is. We don't want anybody to fall back.